Well, as you saw in his recent speech, Pedo Hitler, also known as Joe Biden, hates America. He hates the American people. He hates all Trump supporters, all Christians and conservatives. And he says they're all dangerous extremists who are destroying the Constitution and don't obey the rule of law and don't honor the outcome of a fair and free election. And of course, Pedo Hitler is projecting everything that the Democrats believe. And that's what Democrats are really good at, is projecting their own biases, their own faults, their own frauds onto their political opponents. So when he says that conservatives don't abide by the Constitution, well, that's because Democrats are trying to destroy it every single day. He says that conservatives carry out acts of violence. Are you kidding me? The Democrats are doing that constantly. Black Lives Matter, riots, Antifa, riots, violence against children, medical mutilations, abortion of living children, post-birth abortions. That's all Democrats. When he says that conservatives don't respect the outcome of elections that they don't like, well, once again, that's Democrats. I mean, they fought Trump's election victory for the entire term of the Trump presidency. And of course, they rigged the 2020 election. They stole it. Democrats don't even believe in democracy. They don't even believe in free elections, obviously. But they do believe in pedophilia and grooming and chemical castrations and child mutilations. And they're modeling everything that they're doing right now after Adolf Hitler or Mussolini or Mao, just pure fascism. They even dress up the studio with the red hellscape lighting. The darkness, the soldiers by the side, the dramatic music. My goodness, it's a theatrical production. I mean, of course it is. But here's the other thing about this, how you know that Biden hates America. He's asking for another $11.7 billion to send to, guess where? Oh, Ukraine, of course. Yeah, more billions for Ukraine. It's turning out to be about $1 billion a week now. Well, and that was before the $11.7 billion. So I guess it's going to go to more like $1 billion every half week or something like that. The amount of money that is vanishing into the black hole of war with Russia, it's just extraordinary. So, of course, there's no money for a border wall to protect America from foreign invaders. But there's plenty of money to pay the entire government salaries of Ukraine, of Ukraine's corrupt regime, and to protect Ukraine's borders, and even to arm Ukrainian people. Because when it comes to Ukraine, the Democrats suddenly believe that guns are great. But when it comes to Americans, oh, guns are evil, guns cause violence, guns are bad, nobody should have guns. So at gun buyback programs in cities like Miami, when Americans turn over their guns to the government in exchange for silly things like grocery gift cards, here, have $50 worth of Pop-Tarts for your gun. They send those guns to Ukraine. That's right. The police departments, the counties, the governments are sending the guns to Ukraine. So they're saying guns on the streets are bad. Unless they're on the streets of Ukraine, in which case they're awesome. More guns. They literally dropped off guns, like rifles, battle rifles, on the streets of Ukraine when Russia first launched its so-called special military operation. But you see, Biden hates America, and all the Democrats hate America. They hate life. They hate children. I mean, except, you know, when they're eating them or sacrificing them. I mean, they love those activities, but they don't love the children. They hate the children. Democrats hate freedom. They hate the First Amendment. They hate the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, and the Tenth Amendment, obviously. Democrats hate everything that America was founded upon, including Christianity. They hate the Constitution. They hate the rule of law. And when you watch them long enough, you realize that what Pedo Hitler did in that speech, it's just the demonstration of the last dying gasp of a collapsing empire and a failed political philosophy of authoritarianism and tyranny that the American people are rejecting. The American people are about to vote these left-wing lunatics out of power, at least in the House, it looks like, in the upcoming midterm elections, a little over 60 days away. But that speaks to the desperation of Pedo Hitler and the Democrats. They've got to whip up a civil war before the midterms. And that's what they are dedicated to doing. They're trying in every way possible. They're going to declare conservatives to be terrorists. They're going to say that anybody running for the GOP shouldn't be included on ballots because the GOP, they'll say, is an extremist or terrorist organization. They're going to say that all gun owners are terrorists, or that preppers are terrorists, or just anybody who criticizes Biden is a terrorist or an extremist or a, quote, clear and present danger to our democracy. They're trying to create a one-party state. But in fact, they're losing their party's dominance as the empire collapses. But then again, the GOP is also losing its power as the empire collapses as well, because, of course, the swamp gets completely drained when it runs out of money and the dollar collapses and there's chaos in the streets. And that day is coming as well. They could be pushing to make that happen before the midterms. It's not clear yet, but you can bet that top members of the GOP are in on it. So don't think that the GOP as an establishment political party is any better than the Democrats. No. The only people that believe in the foundations of America are, frankly, the Make America Great Again people, the America First people, you know, like General Flynn, for example, like Carrie Lake running for governor of Arizona, and many others like that. Everybody else is just in on the same scam, the same theater. And yes, Pedo Hitler, that whole thing was elaborate theater. It was like a Super Bowl halftime show. I wouldn't be surprised if he pulled out a living human baby and just started, like, stabbing and ripping its heart out in front of the podium there. Oh, and we have to sacrifice for the gods to look upon America or something, you know. It'd be like some weird Aztec or Mayan priest ritual. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I'm sure they did that the night before or the night after, just, you know, off camera. But that's who they are. They are demons. They are demonically infested, demonically possessed individuals who despise life, despise liberty, despise America. They despise human beings who represent the image of God. And the only people that they like, the Democrats, are people who have engaged in these bizarre body distortions, you know, with all the strange demonic outpicturing and all the weird twisted pedophilia and grooming and child trafficking and all that stuff. That's who the Democrats support. So have no illusions about what you're up against here. It's not just pedophiles. It's demons. You know, pedo Hitler is a popular hashtag, but it might as well have been, you know, satanic Hitler or demon Biden or something. Or maybe just Buck Fiden. That would be a good one right there. But you get the point. You understand where we are in history right now. The good news is, I think that the demonic entities are going to fail, but they're going to kill a lot of people before that comes. So hold fast to your morals, to your foundational beliefs. Get ready for the total takedown of the power grid, of water systems, get ready for cyber warfare attacks that are false flags. Get ready for the Biden regime to wage an actual kinetic war against the American people, because that is exactly what is coming. So stay tuned and stay alert. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com, the free speech platform for people who want to speak freely and help save humanity. Thank you for listening.